This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
One of the people who we have regularly on the show, in fact, we start the breakfast show at 6 with this man, joins us on the phone. It's John North. How are you doing, mate?
Good morning, guys.
Mate, I think it's good that we have an opportunity to chat with you. I think on a day like today where we feel like we're facing some adversity, mate, how do we stay hopeful in seasons like that?
Yeah, I really feel it today. I walked out here into the parking lot to have a quiet moment in the car to talk to you guys, and smoke all around and smelling the smoke. And I know for a lot of people there's a lot of fear, but I think in the middle of that, the one thing that gives us hope is our connection to God. The God who made this world, the God who understands everything, he is our hope. And when the Bible talks about God, he talks about him as the God of all hope, and talks about those without God and without hope in the world, that really, in the uncertainty of life and all that can go on in life, the one place that we have a rock solid guarantee that there's someone who listens to us, that can be active in our situation and help us, is God. And when you look to God in life, there's always hope.
Now, John, we know that you are actually right now calling from the parking lot of a hospital. You've been through a lot over the last little while, and I imagine that finding hope in the uncertainty of life is a very real experience for you this morning.
Yeah, it sure is. I'm in recovery from major surgery myself, and on Friday our daughter went in just for a biopsy, but things didn't turn out at all like they expected, and she came close to losing her life on Friday, and we've been in the hospital with her nonstop ever since. And, as I think about that, when we were waiting, and we waited 7 hours for her to come out of surgery, and our fears were mounting, what might be happening, what might be going on, in my heart, I turned to God immediately. And then when she came out and she was in terrible pain, my heart was breaking for her. I couldn't do anything about it. There was only one place to go, and that was to go to God with it in prayer. And I can tell you in my own experience that when you're struggling and you feel so hopeless and helpless, you don't see what you could do or that there could be a way out, God is there in the darkest, most hopeless place. And there is always hope when we make God the center of our lives.
Mate, I think we're both dads here, both with daughters, that we would, in a moment like that, happily climb on the table and take all that pain.
That's right.
You know, if it meant that our daughter could live, we would do it in a heartbeat, wouldn't we? And I think sometimes what gets lost in that season of adversity is that we have a Heavenly Father who did the very same thing for us. Mate, I think in a time like this, because my natural response to you right now is to say, and I mean it wholeheartedly, my prayers are with you, bud, through this season. But we know that Scott Morrison said a similar thing, you know, thoughts and prayers are with those on the mid-north coast, and that caught a lot of heat. And people are saying that's a crutch and it doesn't mean a whole bunch. But we personally believe in the power of prayer. What do you think is the power of prayer through those tough seasons?
Yeah, you know, as soon as things happened with my daughter, I got on Facebook, I shared what was happening, I asked for prayer. Hundreds of people responded and were praying. And I want to tell you, in my life, I feel like since I put my trust in God and saw him change my life, my life story is a story of answered prayer, of just crying out to God, praying to God, and seeing specific answers that could be nothing but God himself. And that's why always, when I face a crisis, I go to people, I say, please pray for me, pray for us, we need help. talk to God for us. And I've seen so many answers to prayer that I would never doubt that prayer makes a difference, that God is listening. I remember Jesus saying to the disciples one time, "Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive." That God is not reluctant to hear our prayers. He can't wait for us to start coming to him. Mm. He wants to be so involved in our lives.
John, look, we're praying for you. And I guess as someone who encourages so many across this city every morning at 6 o'clock, you've done it again now on what is a very scary and uncertain day. You reminded us of a God that is powerful and who wants to hear our prayers. So, look, we just want to say all the best to you and know that we are, as a city, the people listening right now who are going to stop and pray for you. And thank you for sharing so honestly with us about how you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to chat with you guys.
Fantastic.
Mate, I know your daughter is out of surgery now. How's she doing? Where's that at?
It's been a couple of days now, and she's doing well. There's going to be an even more major surgery that caught them off guard, and that'll be a few weeks down the road.
All right, okay. Man. We'll be lifting you up in prayer, boss, and we mean that.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.